it's an hour where I really shouldn't be awake. I have been to sleep earlier on, but it's past midnight. I've just listened to the midnight news on Radio 4, and now listening with half an ear to a rather interesting, I was going to say programme, I suppose it's a reading of a book, I think, on Benjamin Britten. But I think I'm going to go and make myself a cup of tea and then think about sleep. I say only half an ear listening to this programme, and that's because of that. The wind outside is absolutely terrific. It seems to have increased quite dramatically in the past half an hour or so. I gather that western parts of our dear little island have been battered by such winds during today, and that this won't come as much of a surprise to people there. But London has been relatively calm all day, and the brewing storm outside is definitely something new, quite dramatic. It sounds even more ferocious because where I live has a considerable number of London plane trees, which is a good job. They haven't got any leaves on them because they wouldn't have them for much longer. But the wind rushing through their branches has quite an incredible effect. Trying to find a cup. There's a distinct breeze. Where's that coming from? Yes. My very well-fitting door. Sailing by for listeners on other shores. That rather wonderful piece of music is played every night on Radio 4 around this time for a greater or lesser amount of time, depending on how much time they've already used with programmes and news reports and things like that. And it forms a prelude for the shipping forecast, which I'm assuming is going to be quite a stormy one. In fact, I'm tempted to switch it on in here as I make my tea, so that I can hear just how stormy it is. If I can actually persuade my radio to switch on.
Forties Cromarty, fourth Tyne.
This will be familiar to the majority. Well, I don't know about the majority, but a lot of people in this country, but others listening in other parts will probably be less familiar. It has a wonderful rhythm to it, and I think it symbolises night and sleeping and being lulled off into dream world for many people. But also being somewhat grateful that you're not out at sea in the middle of storms like this. Where have I put my tea thingy? Oh, it is. I'm going to have some of my rosy Earl Grey, which seems to be good at waking me up in the morning and sending me to sleep at night, so that's perfect or what. Storm 10 towards Fastnet, well, I suppose Fastnet's always a bit stormy, isn't it? too much of a surprise there. He's in the wrong cup here. I can't remember which cup I was meaning to use, actually. Who cares? I like the dramatic voice of the Radio 4 announcer on these bits. Ooh. Catch where that was. Yet to have the inshore forecast.
North Faroes, southeast Iceland, northerly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 or 5 in western and southeast Iceland, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree automatic, west, northwest 7, recent rain.
So we're listening for one that's near the Thames. Not that we're anywhere near the sea.
985, now rising. Lurwick, west by south, 7. Soft hail, 2 miles, 974, now rising. Wick automatic, southwest by west, 5. Slight ice pellets, 8 miles, 982.
I haven't heard that before, slight ice pellets.
Aberdeen, west southwest, 4. 16 miles, 987, falling. Lucas, west-southwest 5, recent snow showers, 16 miles, 991, falling. Boomer, west-southwest 4, 21 miles, 995, falling. Bridlington, west by north 4, 999, falling more slowly.
In Yorkshire.
Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 7, 5 miles, 1010, falling. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 11 miles, 1013, falling. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west by south 6, 1011.
Catherine's Point, I think that's towards Dover.
Jersey, west 6, recent showers, 6
there.
Miles, 1017.
Guernsey obviously isn't.
Light vessel automatic, west 7, 1015.
He's rushing now because he's afraid he isn't going to
automatic, west 7,
fit in within
miles,
time.
1017, falling.
Too much dramatic voice earlier on, I think.
West 5, 18 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Aberporth, west by north 7, recent rain 8 miles, 1008,
that's got to be in Wales.
Valley, west by north
that
7,
is,
recent
that's
showers,
up near Anglesey.
13 miles, 1004, falling. Liverpool, Crosby, west by south
that's
8, recent
south.
Rain 9 miles, 1002, falling more slowly. Valencia, west northwest 7, 6 miles, 1014, falling. Ronald's Way, west by north 4, 10 miles, 1001, falling. Malin Head, west by north 6, slight showers, 6 miles, 997, falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 4th of February. The general situation, a deep area of low pressure will move southeastwards past northern Scotland before moving southwards across western parts of the North Sea. As a consequence, the very strong and cold westerly to northwesterly airflow currently affecting the United Kingdom will veer northerly during the course of Tuesday and early on Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly becoming cyclonic and northerly 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 at first in the north, decreasing 5 or 6 foot time in the east. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good in the east. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering north 5 to 7 later. Squally, wintry showers, good at 8 and 4. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, west to southwest 6 to gale 8.
So that's Northumberland down to Yorkshire. Out of Yorkshire anyway.
Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 5 to 7.
Goodness only knows where Gibraltar Point is.
North 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 6 to
okay,
gale 8. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8.
That's a stretch long past Kent and east and west Sussex.
East,
Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Celsibill to Lyme Regis. Westerly, veering northwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in the west. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, veering northwest, 7 to
moving
severe
back next
gale
door
9. Squally, wintry showers. Storm 10 later in North Channel. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel.
Can't hear that without humming.
Something. Wintry showers, moderate or poor. On the Merton Point to Cape Ross, west or southwest, veering north, 7 to severe gale 9. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5, and then becoming north, 7 to severe gale 9 later. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or poor. Occasionally good in the east, and that completes the shipping bulletin. And indeed, that's where we come to the end of BBC Radio 4 for another night. Many thanks for joining us. And a bit of luck, we'll have your company again.
Better stand for the national anthem since I'm speaking on audio boo. He finished with a lot of time to spare by the sound of it. Go to bed now.
It's 1 o'clock GMT, the main news from the BBC. The spectre of subprime mortgages rears its ugly head again as a top credit rating agency says it's to be sued by the US government over its assessment of mortgage bonds before the financial crash. You're with World Briefing. I'm Frederick Dove. In other headlines, the campaign group Amnesty International says hundreds of fatal shootings by police in Nigeria are not being adequately investigated.
All right.
This young boy.
I think
he had committed no crime.
I'm going to turn over to Radio 3 if I can find it on here. I don't know if I've got it. Let's see. That sounds like it. Tempted by a bit of Dvorak. I've got no idea if this is, this is it yet. I wouldn't. But they promised Dvorak, so. Alright, anyway. Good night, everybody. Wind seems to have died down a bit now. Hope everything's fine where you are. Good night.